So just looking at these chord progressions, the other thing, the other connection I want to make is that these are all part of the chord pie that we talked about way back on day one. This is a 1-5-6-4 progression. It's the most common, or one of the most common pop song progressions. If you put that into hook theory, we talked about hook theory with our VIPs yesterday, you'll get all those different songs that use it. So how is this relevant to you and your students when they're learning something a little bit more regular? Well, today we are unlocking the last day of our 5-week journey through our notebook teaching challenge. I really hope that those of you who have been engaged with us for the last 5 weeks have enjoyed the content, having listened to other teachers' homework and the work and the results that they've created with their students. And I hope you've been inspired to try these out. If you haven't listened to the last 4 days, then again, I strongly encourage you to check those out. Or set them aside for a time when you can go to the show notes page and watch the video and really engage with it, and then try it out with your students when you have time as well. So today we're finding out about connections through chords, and I think this is really, really important. The more that we help students find connections between the things that we're learning creatively and around chords and improvising and creating music and composing, with the music that they're already learning, which has all gone through the same process, of course. It's been composed, it's been created, it's built on harmony and chords and things. Once we can make those connections, we unlock huge potential in our students and we deepen their understanding as well. Don't forget that you can grab all of our worksheets for this and watch the video as well. Just find out more over on our show notes page for today at topmusic.co/episode288. And I'm super excited because today we also unlock the exclusive discount for Top Music Pro membership that we offered originally on this challenge. And that will be unlocking the entire studio membership for $19 for your first month. And then we're going to lock in a discounted price, saving you $150 a year by offering our yearly membership for just $349. We'll find out more a little bit later on. But today we're talking about connections through chords, about helping students see the relevance in all their music by connecting young and old music in particular. So I'm going to demonstrate how we connect Ace of Base to C.P.E. Bach and Beethoven to Adele. They're amazing connections that we can all make in our teaching. We'll also show you how to unpack the music students are already learning to analyze the chords and harmony and then deepen their understanding of the repertoire that they're already playing. So let's jump into today's session. Here we go. So today, all about connections, finding connections through chords. Now, some of you may have seen this from me before. Of course, what have we got here on screen? We have... the magnificent Moonlight Sonata from Beethoven. Now, what I love about this is how similar it is to this when you look at it. This is Someone Like You by Adele. I think many of you will be familiar with that really popular tune from, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago or more. I'll be aging myself. Let's have a look at them side by side. And this is the kind of connection that we can make between the music of old and the music of new. I mean, there are some real similarities here. Both have the broken chord patterns in the right hand, although they're slightly different. Both use descending bassline patterns. I mean, these kind of connections can be found throughout music history. Let's have a look at another one. I really love this one. Does anyone know the Solfeggetto by Philip Emanuel C.P.E. Bach? Yeah. I'm not going to try and play it because it's going to be a mess, but... oh, that was actually wasn't too bad for having never played it for a very long time. Anyway, have a look at the bit in the box. Can you? Hopefully you can hear my mic, all right? Oh, let me unspotlight you, Sarah, so you don't have to worry about picking your nose or anything. Okay, now let's have a look at the bit in the box. Goes like this. Now, if I pull that right back to just the chords, what chords have we got? We've got this one, C minor, F minor, B flat, and E flat. So have a listen to those again. Is it ringing any bells? Is it making anyone think of any music that they might be familiar with? If you can think of any tune that uses that particular chord progression, write it in the chat, either our VIP chat or over on Facebook. Whoop. So here are the chords. What is it? What is it? Has anyone got any ideas? There's actually a few things this could be. Can't see anything coming up in the Zoom chat. Have we got anything over on Facebook, Sarah? I've lost.
I don't see anything yet.
Lost my. Lost the. Oh wait, no. Here it is. Is this still the link? Ah, yeah. Here we go. All right, we haven't got anything coming through, so I'm gonna have to uncover it. And here we go. Have a listen to this and see if you're familiar with it.
Hiya, Bobby. You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Black and plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
I almost don't want to turn it off. It's so cool. How good is that song? Yeah, so. And look, I'm sure there are more examples of how that progression was used. Really, really common in the 90s. So we got someone got it, Barbara Jane, I think, got it. I don't know if it was after I played it or not.
It's hard to tell the delay.
Yeah. So here's the chord progression written beautifully so we can all kind of see it. And, you know, this is a great example of what you could do with if a student is learning something like, not Barbie Girl, because I don't think anyone's going to be teaching that, but if they're learning something like the, then you could say after a while or after they've mastered it, you know, let's go a bit deeper in this. Let's pick out a chord progression. I actually did this live on stage as a creative masterclass for MTAC 1 year. And the kid that I was doing it with just absolutely loved it. He thought it was the coolest thing ever. And just making those connections can bring about so much imagination and create more creativity in your students. So let's have a look at another example. I think this one may be familiar to you as well. So let's have a listen to this chord progression. Okay, now I think we all know what that is, don't we? Put it in the chat, quick, go. The question is, did you know that that exact same chord progression minus one chord change is also used in this track? Whoops. What a track, hey? Any Pet Shop Boys? Whoa. Any Pet Shop Boys fans out there? What a classic, right? And as you can see on your sheet, today's handout has the two chord progressions both written in C. Now, Go West from the Village People is actually written in C major, so I've transpose the canon in D down to C so you can see the actual similarities. What a coincidence. So the Village People. Is the only different chord. In fact, the chord I've written is the same. I've made a mistake on that sheet, haven't I? Sorry, I've put the wrong chord there, but you know what? Because it's a relative major and minor, they are interchangeable anyway. I mean, it's pretty much exactly the same chord progression. Canon in D, written in the late 1600s, Village People, written in the 1970s. Another great connection we can make. By the way, Barbara Jane says that she got it before Sarah, so I think we should give her, have we got another, maybe a sheet music discount for her?
I believe so.
All right, Barbara. We will write you down for a sheet music discount for getting in before everyone else on that one. So
go, Barbara.
Go West, Canon in D. Can you believe they use the same chord progression? Crazy, right? Now, here's another one that uses this chord progression. So anyone know what this is? Write it in the chat if you know who this is.
Now I see places and faces and things you ain't never thought about thinking. If you ain't peeped, then you must be drinking and smoking. Pretending that you're looking, but you're broken. Let me get you open. Now little Timmy got his diploma and little Timmy got life.
Oh, have we got anyone? This is going back to the 90s, back to when I was at school, I think. See if you can put it in the chat. I want to see if anyone can get it. Definitely prize worthy if you can get this one. So, have we got any? No, it's not big.
Not yet.
No, we're still going.
Coolio? Versus is it Coolio?
Coolio Blair. You got it. Have we got nice. Something? What can we give Blair, Sarah?
Improv Power Pack?
Yep, Improv Power Pack coming your way, Blair. So that's Blair Johnston, if you're happy to note that down, Sarah.
Got it.
So just looking at these chord progressions, the other thing, the other connection I want to make is that these are all part of the chord pie that we talked about way back on day one. This is a 1-5-6-4 progression. It's the most common or one of the most common pop song progressions. If you put that into hook theory, we talked about hook theory with our VIPs yesterday, you'll get all those different songs that use it. So how is this relevant to you and your students when they're learning something a little bit more regular, like this sonatina? Hands up, VIPs, if you've ever taught this sonatina. Yes, come on. I think we've all done it at some stage. By Clementi. So what can we do with this to incorporate some of the chord learning that we've been doing in the last few days? Well, we can teach kids that in actual fact, this is, well, what key is it in first? What key is it in is one of the first things I always ask students of just about any piece they're ever playing. What key is it in? I ask the same of my son when he composes stuff. It's like, what key are you composing in? Do you actually know? Because this is really important. So we're in C, aren't we? That's just a C major chord. And then here we go. Now, here we go. G, C, D, D, G. So helping students be able to analyze music like this is a really engaging, deepening kind of activity. It comes back again to what we were talking about yesterday with the pop music of why I believe firmly that you should analyze and simplify pop music while you're with your student rather than taking it away, because they'll learn so much from that experience. Be keen to know, has anyone ever done this? I've just seen that someone's in the waiting room. I haven't got Cindy's in the waiting room, but I can't see you in the waiting room, Cindy. So you might just want to re-enter the room and I can let you in. Has anyone ever done this with traditional repertoire? Just say yes in the comments, or no if you've never done this before. And if you say no or yes, you'll be able to see the potential for this. Here's another one. Now this will be amazing. If anyone can pick what this is from, I will be quite amazed. Or even what composer it is. Have a bit of a guess. I'm going to really struggle to play this one, I think. Love to know if anyone knows who this is by. Pop it in the comments. Again, we've got at bar two on this page, we've got this beautiful descending progression here. All all of these, and this is a very traditional kind of Baroque progression, that sound is used by lots of composers, you can pull apart. Again, why does that sound quite cool? What is that progression? And it's you'll find out that it's movement around the circle of fifths. And it's one of the things that is a favorite for students of a lot of these compositions is that style of progression. So you can kind of work out and help them learn what that actually is. The only person that said the composer correctly, Suzanne Edwards. Congratulations. This was Handel, although not spelled quite correctly. Suzanne, that's quite
correct.
Funny.
It.
That was funny.
Probably autocorrect.
Suzanne, have we got something we can give Suzanne, Sarah?
Absolutely. I think we may have one more sheet music voucher left.
Okay, beautiful. Sheet music voucher coming your way. Suzanne, well done for guessing that. That was pretty tough. Now, it just doesn't only have to be something that you do with classical and Baroque and romantic repertoire. You can do it with modern repertoire. So let's have a look at this, Rhythm Roulette by Dennis Alexander. Love to know if anyone has taught this one. So as students are learning this one and exploring this one, first question, what's the first question I always ask? Hopefully you ask too. What key is it in? Well, it's in A minor. We can note that by the key signature and the fact that we have a melodic minor ascending passage in bar four, and we also are starting in an A minor kind of position. So what are the chords? What chord positions is he using? Well, we've got this one here. This looks like A minor to me. We've got G and we've got F and we've got E. Ooh, interesting. So if we get the student to grab their piece of pie for A minor, what are the chords? A minor, D minor, E minor, C, F, G. They're the most likely chords that a composer would use. So how's Dennis done this? He's gone A minor to G to F to E minor. Well, not quite minor. He's used major, and this brings up another great discussion about these things. But just looking at the chord progression itself, completely follows our rule of pi, chord pi, right? A minor, G, F, and E. Now, he's used E major here because an A minor piece of music in A minor has a raised seventh, and that is the G sharp. And a G sharp will turn an E minor chord into a major chord. So here's something else that students can start learning about. They can start realizing that a perfect cadence in a minor key often uses the major fifth chord rather than the minor fifth chord. Why? Because of raised sevenths. Why do we have raised sevenths? Like, you can go as deep as you want to or as deep as you're comfortable with your own knowledge. And let's look at one more for now. This one is called Masquerade Ball. I love this piece from Kevin Olsen. Goes a little bit like this. So in your own time yourself, have a think about those questions that I would ask a student. What key are we in? What are these chord positions? And the chord positions in this are great because they're actually triad positions, root position triads in the left hand. See if you can work out what they are. If you've never done this before, this will be quite new. We've got A minor, F, we've got G, and we've got E minor. Question is, does that follow our rule of most common chords in A minor? Absolutely, you bet it does. Now, these are just a really small selection of the kinds of connections that you can make to this world of chords that we've opened up in this five-day challenge and the music that teachers, that students are learning today. It doesn't matter whether it's classical, romantic, Baroque, or modern day. They all follow these rules. Even, you know, things like however that goes. I used to be able to play that really well. It's tonic and dominant pretty much all the way through. I mean, there's just lots and lots of examples. So just have a really quick think now. Can you think of a piece of music that you've recently taught or you are teaching right now that you're like, oh, yes, I could 100% do this with one of those pieces because it actually has really obvious chord progressions? And if it does, just write down the name of the piece and the composer, if you can think of it, into the chat. I'd love to hear about it. And let me know if you've got any questions on some of these connections that we're making today and how you might integrate this into your studio. On the worksheet, We've got those benefits at the top. This really deepens students' harmonic understanding, does strengthen their memorization because it can certainly help them if they have memorization slips, if they know the chord progression. And what might it improve? What might knowing the chord progressions underlying a piece of music improve, do you think? Write in the chat if you can think of what that last gap is under benefits on our sheet here, there. What is this? What's one thing? I mean, it improves lots of things. So what thoughts do you have about what this might improve for students? So we've got two things to write. We've got a tune or a song or something that might use this chord progression and what it might improve.
That's some good ones from the Facebook chat. Michelle says reading.
Yep.
I think so too, because they can chunk the chords as they're reading. So
absolutely,
good.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Jane says aural ability and sight reading. Yep. Sabrina says arpeggios.
Yeah, Kara then, said sight reading as well in the VIP and improvisation skills from Robin, 100%.
Recognizing patterns, Suzanne says.
Yes, write these all down. These are all great reasons to approach your teaching in this way. Composing, says Jane. Janet Fritz says chord inversions. Absolutely. Cindy says creativity, loosening the grip of perfectionism, slowly but surely. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. This is, I think I might have mentioned this on one of the other days, Sarah. Tell me if I did, but it is the only way I got through playing in pit orchestras for musicals. Have I talked about that already?
You mentioned it a little bit, but I mean, true. It's the only way I got my memorization, like for long periods of like Beethoven sonatas and so on. Like it was all the harmonic analysis.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, anytime you have to read quickly and get it right. So I've played for a lot of auditions for singers going for musical roles and things like that or for choir auditions. You have to just sight read like this in a whole lot of different styles. And I couldn't do it if I couldn't quickly pick out the chord progressions in the key and kind of be able to do my old, which I basically use all the time when I don't know what's going on. But to be able to play a chord progression in a particular style, so finding out what the style is and then just simplifying back to the chords, it's such an incredibly strong skill to have and one that we definitely want to give all our students.
Absolutely.
So, great. Thank you very much for your comments and things like that. Bring them, keep them coming through, but make sure you write them down just to remind you of the power of this. In my opinion, the one of the biggest improvements you'll see is in sight reading ability. Students will start to understand if a piece of music's in a particular key, it's likely to have this structure and involve these chords. And that is such a great thing for students to be able to know about. So what I wanted to do was let you know about Top Music Pro. We've talked about it a lot this week, and many of the ideas that we've been sharing with you have come from courses and lesson plans and frameworks that I have available in Top Music Pro. So what does Top Music Pro, why have we put this together? We've really done it for two key reasons: to allow you and to support and help you design more creative music lessons with less effort and that your students will guarantee to love, and your parents for that matter as well. Not your parents, your students' parents, of course, and build a stronger, more profitable studio and save money in the process. These are the two real key factors of what we offer teachers inside the Top Music Pro membership. And along with that, we connect you to a community. So you no longer have that sense of isolation. You have validation for the kinds of things you're doing, and you're no longer kind of questioning what you're doing, whether it's right or wrong. You get the chance to ask questions all the time and get help when you need it. So what I thought I might do is work out or let you know how do we actually do this. What are the kinds of things that are involved? So for those of you who haven't seen inside Top Music Pro, let's have a little quick look around so you can get a feeling for what we offer. This is our main dashboard, which lists our latest releases and discounts and things like that up the top here. We have our upcoming events, so whether we've got masterminds or members-only webinars, we've got a birthday celebration coming up, as some of you may know about. We've got a list here of the courses that I've started, so you can keep track of where you're up to and resume them quickly. And then a dashboard of whatever's going on. And you can customize this dashboard to suit you, to suit what you would like to see here. So I often use this to check through what our recent discussion topics are. The Academy really is the heart of the community. And this is where 33 or so courses are stored. And you can see on the right-hand side here, the way that we categorize things. So you can just have a look for expert interviews or just want lesson plans. Maybe you just want a quick win or two for a spare time with a student in a particular lesson. Or you can search by subject as well. So here are all the kinds of subjects we cover, from improvising, obviously, in chords, to business, composing, ear training, sight reading, sheet music, teaching beginners, philosophy of teaching. It's all there for you. And if I just have a look at one course, this is the four chord composing course that a lot of what we did on day one in particular was based around. Here's an example, or here's a look at one of the modules in that course. So in this course, I'm at the piano with one of my students teaching the content of module three, which is all about that four chord composing, the four dashes that you did way back in day one. And we've got added resources as well. So there's a great app you can use called Tonally, which I've got a review for here. And you can actually watch what I'm doing on my iPad as well. It's all there for you. In our community forums, you get to ask any questions that you want. This is where all our information, our announcements and things are stored. And you can see the kind of size of the discussions that are going on in our community forums. And our expert teachers, the teachers that I've invited that I know are just incredible creative teachers, they're in there to help support you as well. We've mentioned the discounts a few times as well. So here's a look at some of the discounts that we offer our members, including the sheet music discounts. We've got discounts on things like Classroom Maestro, Tanara membership, resources and courses from all number of different other organizations, including website development and all sorts of things like that. And then Top Music Sheets. We've also talked about Top Music Sheets, and you can see some of them behind me over here on the piano. We're up to, I think we're working on volume 11, I think, or thereabouts at the moment. And if you come and join us now, you can actually get Carol Matz's volume as well, because these are only there for the month that you are that they're released to the membership. But at the moment, we're lucky. We've got Christopher Goldston. Amazing. How cool is it to have him as one of our composers? And Carol Matz, two superstars. Now, you can track all your courses in the My Courses tab down on the left-hand menu here. So you can kind of see which courses you've started and how you're going with them. This is my admin account, so I haven't made a huge amount of progress in these because it keeps getting reset. You can favorite whatever you would like to. There's a lot of content in here, so you can just jump in and favorite anything you want. And we also have a number of subgroups, places around the world, theory teachers groups, whatever it is, you can connect with like-minded teachers. So here's what you get if you come and join us. We've got 33 Academy courses. Now, the value of that isn't easily $2,500 or more, $2,607 at a 79 price point, which is what we sell these courses for individually. And that's a discounted price, by the way. We should be selling these if we sold them individually for $150 probably. We've got 25 live teaching videos and workshops. There's a value of about $1,250 there. Hundreds of lesson plans, frameworks, downloads. You will never be short of lesson material. There's a value of $800 in that. We're going to save you from spending $348 on a Tone-Base membership. Now, if you're not familiar with Tone-Base, write it down somewhere and go and have a look at it. It's an incredible site for advanced level piano masterclasses and training, just incredible. We're gonna save you about $180 on sheet music, because you're gonna get monthly sheet music in our Top Music Sheet packs. We've got our 25% off Tanara membership. That'll save you $90 per year. And we've got another 26 other exclusive discounts, which I just showed you. And really, I can't put a value on them because it just depends how many times you use a lot of these as to how much they're worth. So the total value here, easily in excess of $5,000. And for you guys, it's just $399 per year. However, because it's my birthday coming up, that is the birthday of Top Music Pro. Top Music Pro actually turns 5 in 2 weeks' time. And because you guys have been so committed and dedicated to this challenge, and I've just been so proud of each and every one of you and all that you've done, we're going to welcome you inside Top Music Pro if you join before Sunday, this Sunday, for $19. That'll get you the first 30 days for $19, so you can really get started, see what it's all about, and then an ongoing price from then on of $249 per year. Now, that's a $150 discount. We haven't offered this level of discount since August 2018, and it's unlikely to happen again. So $19 for your first 30 days, and then that will roll over into an annual plan of $249 per year. That's a $150 discount. And if you divide 249 by 12, who's a good mathematician? It's about 20.
It's about $20. $20 a month. So you can pretty much lock in $20 a month for as long as you remain a member. And you're going to get some bonuses if you come and join us. So if you're new to the membership, you're going to be welcomed into our live 60-minute VIP session for the challenge, which is in 1 week's time. So that will be thrown in as well. We're going to give you three collections of back issues of Top Music Sheets. As I mentioned, you can't get them anywhere else. They are only available even to members for the month that they're there. We're going to give you three of our best back issues. And for the first 10 members to join, first 10 new members to join, we're going to post you a set of our Topcast earbud headphones, which are pretty cool. And we might throw in a sticker or two as well. So all of that is available for you. And here's what Linda said. I'm just going to read two quick testimonials because they really sum up what Top Music Pro can do for you. It has been a game changer for me. It encouraged me to think creatively about marketing and has given me ways to implement more technology into the teaching I already do. It has also motivated me to continue developing my own curriculum, making interactive notebooks and getting ready to do summer camps this coming summer using those materials. It's my go-to place so I don't get stuck. Thanks heaps, Linda, for that bit of feedback. And this from Joanna. Hey there, everyone. I've been a member for a few days and I just wanted to say how thrilled I am to have found this community. The information and training is just what I needed. And I'm super grateful to having this resource in my life. I'm looking forward to being here forever and staying current on whatever may come in the world of piano teaching. Big thank you to all of you. And that was from Joanna. Thank you to Joanna. What a fantastic bit of feedback for us. So if you're interested in grabbing this discount, then head over to topmusic.co/hero. Topmusic.co/hero. Write it down or put it into a browser tab now. And just keep in mind that this offer ends Sunday, the 7th of March. Sarah, you had a bit of a story because you're one of the newer team members to get behind the scenes of Top Music Pro membership. Did you have something as well?
For sure. Yeah. So I've been with Top Music Co. for about 3 months. And I have to say, my two favorites have to be the creativity Kickstarters that come out every month and the Top Music Sheets. You know, when you're trying to be creative, but you're also just short on time, you know, I've got two kids, they're online learning, I've got so much going on, but I grab a creativity Kickstarter and I'm just like, get so many ideas. But the nice thing also is that I've found the ones that I've used, I can use them with several different levels. So it's like one professional looking PDF that I print off and it looks great and I can give it to my students, but then also I can pretty much figure out how to use it for everybody. And so we end up with a whole cool like monthly unit just from this one thing. And then the look in my students' eyes when they see like the new Top Music Sheets and like, oh, there's a new composer this month. Like the energy is just amazing. And I mean, the courses are amazing too. And I love getting a little bit deeper and some of the things I've learned are awesome, but the top time-saving things would be those two. And just amazing, the look in my students' eyes. So good.
I love it. And here are just a few of the back issues that we've got of our Top Music Sheets collections. They are just fabulous. Love seeing Vanessa Munns. Munns says, Top Music Sheets are so good. I have all the volumes. Nice work, Vanessa. Very, very cool. We've put a link in the chat over on Facebook to the sign-up page if you'd like to join us. Is the cutoff time in Australia, Heidi says. It'll actually be midnight UTC. That's like Greenwich Mean Time, I think. On the Sunday night. So if you look up and you're interested in it, it's going to be midnight, Sunday, UTC, whatever that is for wherever you are in the world. But look, don't wait. Just jump in. You don't want to miss this opportunity. It's an offer that is really kind of crazy. I think the whole team has tried to convince me not to do this, by the way. They think I'm absolutely stupid. But I really want to look after you guys. I know it's been a really hard 12 months. So if you haven't already joined us, then come in and grab that discount. topmusic.co/hero. Okay. So how are we going for time? Oh, we're at 11:41. So have we got any final questions from anyone over on Facebook, because we're going to say goodbye to our Facebook feed so that we can finish off with our Q&A with our VIP members. Hopefully you've downloaded the worksheets and have been filling them in as we've been going. And we do have some homework for today. Now, this is, of course, we're not checking up on you tomorrow because this is our last day, but Sarah, we have an activity that you might like to consider doing for today. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, you got it. So extra credit. Find two classical pieces and two contemporary pieces that don't have chords written in, and then write the chords above You can screenshot your work, your homework, and put it in a group. We'll take a peek, or take a video of just playing the piece chords only, like a skeleton version.
And we will be checking in. The group will be open and buzzing for a few more days yet, right up, probably up till Sunday almost. So let us know. We'd love to see what you do for the last day today. If you've missed some homework from earlier and you want to post it there just for the accountability, then absolutely go ahead too. So I'd love to ask a question before we say goodbye to our Facebook group and to everyone in the VIP. Have you got value from this challenge? Just a quick yes or no. I would love to make sure that we haven't wasted your time. Just write a yes or no in the chat for us, guys. It'd be great to see that coming through. Sarah, just in regard to the access to the group and things, should we just clarify that? Have you got the dates and things there, or should we post a comment in later on?
I'll post it in the group also, but the replays in the group will be here until March 8th. So we figured a little time after the weekend in case you need a little time to catch up on replays. Up till March 8th here in the group.
That sounds great. Fantastic. Lots of yeses coming through. That's cool. Sorry, go on.
Sorry, in VIPs, you'll get emailed access following March 8th, so then you have full year access to replays.
Wonderful. Now, just out of interest, we don't have to spin for them now, but have we got some prizes left?
Let me do a quick check.
Because what I was
going to... There's some nice comments on the Facebook group. You can read those while I'm finding our prizes.
Andrew says, yes, it's a game changer. Thank you so much. Lots of yeses. We've got some emojis as well. I always love a good emoji. What I was going to suggest is if we do have just two or three prizes left, I would love to hear from any of you. While this is fresh, you don't have to do it right now. If you're happy to write a little summary of your experience here, a little testimonial for us, we'd be more than happy to give away our last. We've got, you know, a few more prizes. Let's give them away to people who take the time. If you can say kind of where you were, how you felt before the challenge, and what the challenge did for you, we would just love to see it. And you can just post it in anywhere in the group, and we'll have a read through those and pick our favorites or something like that. That would be a massive help to us because we want to run this challenge or a similar style challenge again. So having that feedback from you guys who've just been through it while it's all fresh will be really important.
Absolutely. We've got some music notes vouchers left and a Classroom Maestro internet.
We've still got software. Yes. Oh, cool. Okay. So those of you teaching online, there's a good opportunity for getting Classroom Maestro for free. How good is that?
Awesome.
All right. I think we're going to say goodbye to our Facebook friends. Stay on the line if you're in the Zoom room. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating. If you're over on Facebook, make sure you come and join us. As I say, my team tried to convince me not to do that offer. It's basically too good. So grab it. It's not going to be repeated, I don't think. Maybe something to do with the birthday, but otherwise this is it. So grab that discount while you can. topmusic.co/hero. Celebrate the end of the challenge. Treat yourself. And celebrate Top Music Pro's 5th birthday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. And then we'll see you in the Zoom room next week too.
Yeah, we will. If you join us, you can join us for the VIP session. All right, everyone. Bye-bye to Facebook, guys. See you.
Bye.
Well, I really hope you enjoyed taking on this 5-week challenge. For those of you that have engaged each week and done your homework, you should have an amazing toolkit of ideas around notebook activities that you can do with your students. And I really hope you've had fun with it. Don't forget to join us over at Top Music Pro by heading to our sign-up page at topmusic.co/hero. That is your very special sign-up page for this discount. It's crazy. It's going to get you full access for 1 month for just $19 and then that ongoing annual discount. I really hope we see some of you check it out and come and join us and let us know. Once you're inside the membership, let us know that you came through the podcast and the 5-day hero challenge. Until next week, I'm Tim Topham and you've been listening to the Topcast. I really hope you enjoyed it and I'll speak to you soon. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.